but other than that, we men.
Okay, okay, man. Rumors, man. The biggest rumors. The legend.
You know what it is. Stop that for me. You know what it is. What's good? New York City, BK, huh? All right.
What's good with you, my man?
Man, you know, why civilized usual, taking it easy, man. A lot of water, a lot of chilling.
Sucker free. Feel good, you know?
Man, you one of the legends with the lyrics, my man.
Right.
I mean, how you feel about the state of rap right now, man?
I mean, you know, everything go through changes, you know what I mean? It's ups and downs. Right now, you know, the South got it. They doing their thing. You know, they got the dancers with it and the little choruses. But, you know, they're keeping the kids involved. It's good. Everything can't be ice, grill, and gangster. It's good at the end of the day, but, you know, don't calm it down. Calm it down. There's a lot of thugs involved in this here now.
I mean, you're a true lyricist, man. You know what I'm saying? And I always respected your lyrical skills, man. You really got skills, man.
Right.
I mean, why you ain't being appreciated for that, man? I mean, it's like the media ain't even recognizing you right now. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, man, I'm platinum in the hoods, man. The hood love is always good, man. It's a lot of politics in the game, man. At the end of the day, once you win it, you got to be in it to really understand it. But, you know, I take the good with the bad. You know, I'm still here. I'm still chilling. It ain't stopping my shine, so.
I mean, everybody calling me, man. And this is the number one question, man. What's up with AZ and Nas, man? What's happening, man?
I mean, you know, I mean, I was with homie when we first started the game and all that. You know what I mean? I guess I wanted a few, I could say, that did the most records with Nas. But, I mean, we grow. We men. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got different zones and everybody branch off into their own self. And, you know, homie Mav, he got other deals and other ventures and he's doing his thing and I'm doing mine right now. We just, there's no bad blood nowhere, but everybody doing them.
Okay, we ain't here to slander Nas, but, you know, rumors on the street is, man, you know, he just look out for self, man. Like, he ain't helping his people, man. Like, everything he touch turns sour, man. You know, I'm hearing this from reliable sources, man.
I mean, you know, me being a man and us being as men, you know, people, you don't never put yourself or your livelihood in nobody's hand. You do your own thing. We stand up as men, you know what I'm saying? And we take the good with the bad. So, I mean, I never put my life in homie hands, so I'm not really relying on homie for nothing. And whatever is given to me is appreciated. But other than that, we men.
Okay, okay, man. Rumors, man. The biggest rumors in the street. Street's going crazy right now, man. They say you get ready to sign with Dipset. Is this true, man?
I mean, it's a possibility. It's a lot of things up in the air, man. I mean, ain't no ink, but New York, y'all know what it is, man. It's a lot of things get ready to happen, man. You know, it's a lot of change with everything, like we said. So, I mean, it's a possibility.
I mean, Brooklyn, Harlem, how this happened? I mean, Brooklyn was against Harlem for a minute with this Dipset Jay-Z thing going on, man.
I mean, things happen, man. This is hip-hop. You know, like I say, take the good with the bad. I mean, I represent BK, so at the end of the day, that's personal what they go through. You know what I'm saying? What him and Cam go through. You can't knock that hustle. But at the end of the day, it's personal for me what I got to do. And at the end of the day, I'm holding it down. I represent BK to the fullest.
Okay, okay, man. Now, some more beef, man. Some more beef, man. They say, man, you know, you got the AZs from Harlem name, then you slapped him in the face coming out with an album called Sugar Hill, Where He Rests, man. What's good?
Let me explain something, man. If you only got one name, imagine with just one AZ in this goddamn world, man. Why would I want to live that man life out of anybody? Now, I respect homie after, you know, you do your due, you figure out what he's about and all that. But if there's three cats in the game, there's no way in the world I would want to be him at the end of the day. Cause I like getting fly. I like chilling with the ladies. I found out he real low key. I'm low at the end of the day, but he's extra low and all of that. I wouldn't have wanted to be him, but respect to the brother, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. But I'm here. And as far as Sugar Hill, that record, man, is just taking the bitter with the sweet pivot. I'm never, you know what I'm saying? I'm a trendsetter, not a trend sweater. Never. All
right.
You can check my resume, certified.
Yo, let him see your swag. Let him see that chain.
This is regular
chain,
shit.
I didn't even see the watch. Hold up.
This is regular shit, man. It's all regular, man.
Got a blast from the past with the two fingers.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do that, man. You can listen. That's the government right there. You can't be throwing that.
Oh, let them see the shoes, man. How fly you really are, man. This is why I think Dipset is hollering at my man, yo. Got the Gucci sneakers and all that.
All day, man. That's how I live, man.
Yo, it's clear that you fly, man, but we wanna ask you, man, what happened with the firm, my man?
Wow, that was shit. That was the ever, man. You know, it's a lot of cooks was in the kitchen, though, at the end of the day, man. I a lot of death, the crew, you know, and everybody that put their hands involved with it, but it just was too much, and everybody had their own lives at the end of the day, so I guess when it didn't really work, everybody branched back off into their own zone, so that's what it is.
Okay, okay. One of your albums didn't come out, man. Why is this, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, when I was working on it, my first independent joint, I mean, it hit the streets and it got bootlegged. Like, it was all on the net, man. I mean, me being the brother I am, I went right back in, cooked up something real fast and dished it out and do what I do. And it was a good look. And like I said, I'm on a second joint right now, which is the format, and it's even greater. I get greater with time, you know?
Okay, rapper to entrepreneur, man. Let's talk about Quiet Money. What's good, man?
Quiet Money is the label, you know what I mean? And it's off the ground right now. I've been off the ground since 04, and that was when AWOL came out. Right now, Format's getting ready to come out. We got Fresh, another artist. You know what I mean? I got a few more Brooklyn cats getting ready to stomp through the game, and that's what it is.
What's the name of the album, my man? Let the world know, man.
Man, the album was called Format, you know what I mean? And I came up with that at the ninth ending, just, you know, putting all them songs together. And I felt like, you know, I always drop jewels in my poetry, so I felt like the format was, you know, fitted for the album, because this is a format to survival, you know what I mean? A lot of people listen to my music for them Jews, and I just give the whole format to survive, just in this game and in the streets. So, okay, double-edged sword.
Who are some of the artists featured, man? You working with anybody on this?
Oh, yeah, on this joint, we got M.O.P., B.K. every day, all day. We got, you know, the Little Brothers, you know, they definitely, you know, underground kings with what they do. We got Jaja from Dipset, it's a good look. And we got my man Fresh, coming real fresh for y'all, a.k.a. Smarty Jones.
You know? Who did some of the production, my man?
Oh, man, we got a lot of upcoming cats, man. We got my man BP, you know what I mean? We got Premier, we got Buck Wild, and a lot of other, you know, up-and-coming cats right now, man. That's real hungry and real serious, so this is hip-hop at its finest.
Okay, man, we got one of the biggest, man, artists, man, 50 Cent, man. He took a shot at you, man. What was happening with that, man?
I mean, you know, that's what he do. That's what 50 do, so you can't be mad at him. You know what I mean? I appreciate he thinking about me. If I could get, you know, 5% of his fan base, that'd be nice. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. It's a good look. Man, it's rap, man. It keeps rap healthy, man. And, you know, we all street dudes at the end of the day. We grown, so.
Okay, now, my man J.R. Ryder always say, shout out to the Yo Yais. Right. Now, hold up, man. For those who don't know, man, you Dominican, man?
Yes, sir. Dominican? Yes, sir. I mean, Mama Bear black, Papa Bear Dominican. So, you know, I grew up with Mama Bear. So, you know, I really don't speak, you know. But I'm here. It's in the blood. Yeah, y'all know what it is. AZ, a.k.a. Sos, Constantine, the rap. Quiet Money for life. Holding it down with Sub-Zivo. That's how we do every day, all day. BK, you know.
Hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. We got over 30 years of exclusive footage.
Barring session in which most people felt like Shakur Stevenson got the best of Devin Haney.
With just a chef.
If you have friends that have kids, make sure they subscribe to KK Penson TV. Please do that. Show love and show support.
Hi, my name is Heather Vahid Hardy, and you're watching Blue Blood Sports TV.
This is Amanda, the real deal Serrano, and you're watching Blue Blood Sports TV.
Hi, I'm Courtney.
And I'm Janita.
And you're watching Blue Blood Sports TV.
What's good, YouTube? It's your boy, Blue Blood Sports TV, back at y'all with another one. So, former multi-division world champion, legendary superstar boxer, Timothy Desert Storm Bradley, says undefeated featherweight WBO world champion superstar boxer Shakur Stevenson, who is 13-0, 7 by way of knockout, and one of the truly blue chip prospects to enter the sport of boxing. He was expected to win the gold medalist. A lot of people felt like he was unfairly treated in the Olympics. He finished with a silver. Most people felt like he should have won the gold. He wasn't awarded the gold. Nonetheless, you know, Shakur Stevenson is a WBO world champion. He's 22 years of age. He's a featherweight. He stands at 5'8". He is, like I said, a blue chip prospect in the sport of boxing. He is, you know, that would be a LeBron James coming into basketball. Right? So Shakur Stevenson have a 68-inch arm reach. Timothy Bradley has high praise for Shakur Stevenson, as so do I. If you listen to what I've been stating, I believe Shakur Stevenson is definitely the future of the sport of boxing. Him and I believe Devin Haney. And when it comes to Devin Haney, Timothy Bradley says it is Shakur Stevenson who is indeed the next Floyd Mayweather, not Devin Haney. Devin Haney is undefeated. Devin Haney has a resume of 24-0, 15 by way of knockout. He's 21 years of age. He's undefeated. He's a WBC lightweight world champion superstar boxer in his own right. A lot of people make the comparisons. Obviously, his style is more of that of Floyd Mayweather. He trains with Floyd Mayweather. He's been grown. He's been homegrown in the Mayweather gym. He's trained with Floyd Mayweather Sr. He's trained with Roger Mayweather, and he's trained with Jeff Mayweather. So he's homegrown, right? Shakur, and he's an orthodox fighter. He's about the similar build as Floyd Mayweather. But Shakur Stevenson has similar build, but the difference is Shakur Stevenson is a southpaw boxer. Timothy Bradley says, you know, when it comes to Shakur Stevenson, if he ever had to face him in his prime, he would lose. He says that he is one of those boxers that's just too hard to find. And he's so slick. His reflexes remind me that of Floyd Mayweather. You know, so Timothy Bradley likes Devin Haney, of course, you know, but he says that Shakur Stevenson is indeed the next Floyd Mayweather, right? I said this before. I said that, you know, only Shakur Stevenson can offset that of what Devin Haney does great and vice versa, right? I believe that Shakur Stevenson can beat the crop of young fighters that are all superstars, the Ryan Garcias, the Gervonta Tank Davises, Teofimo Lopez. And if you put them with the veterans right now, the Gary Russell Juniors and the Vasyl Lomachenkos, I believe they both win those fights, right? I would love to see Shakur Stevenson versus Gary Russell Jr. Shakur Stevenson will be gracing the Square Circle June 9th, as this will be the first headline of boxing that take place since the pandemic and all boxing and all sports was suspended. You know, June 9th, he'll be facing Felix Caraballo, who is 13-1 with two draws. This is scheduled to take place June 9th. So Shakur Stevenson is a southpaw, and Devin Haney and Shakur Stevenson have a history. They had a glorified sparring session in which most people felt like Shakur Stevenson got the best of Devin Haney in that sparring session. Now, he's a year older than Devin Haney. He's 22. Devin Haney is 21. But they are similar build. The difference is the southpaw stands. And I think that this will be a higher anticipated matchup, but with similarities to Zab Judah and Floyd Mayweather. The difference is they're both committed to the sport of boxing like Floyd Mayweather was. Zab Judah had all the tools. He had all the skill set. He had all the athletic ability. Zab Judah, the difference is Zab Judah was not committed and dedicated to the sport of boxing like Floyd Mayweather was, right? Zab Judah was out hanging out. Zab Judah was enjoying the fruits of the labor that his boxing awarded him. Floyd Mayweather was in the gym 24/7, didn't smoke, didn't drink, you know, was obsessed with the sport of boxing, dare I say. And that Zab Judah was the opposite. And Floyd Mayweather stated in his fight with Zab Judah that he knew Zab Judah in the second half would fade because of his lack of dedication and stamina issues. And most people had Zab Judah clearly winning the first half of the fight, winning at least five out of the first six rounds, right? And then Floyd Mayweather was able to figure it out, judge the distance. He seemed, Zab Judah was the faster fighter in the ring, he seemed to be. He seemed to be more athletic. He seemed to have more power. He seemed to be more accurate. But as the table turned, just like Floyd Mayweather said, the physicalities was going to come into play. And the fact that Zab Judah wasn't committed, his stamina and the lack there of focus and discipline and training was going to come into play. And that's exactly what happened. And Floyd Mayweather started to take over and started to dominate the fight. But there's a lot of people that felt like that's the only official knockdown that wasn't called in Floyd Mayweather's career. Zab Judah hit him with a straight left. Floyd Mayweather's glove touched the canvas. He stumbled back and his glove touched the canvas, but his athletic ability allowed him to stay on his feet. But most people felt like that should have been called and considered a knockdown, right? As his glove did touch the canvas. So with that said, I believe that this is a higher chess match version of that fight because both of these fighters, Shakur Stevenson and Devin Haney, are both committed to the sport of boxing like Floyd Mayweather. Shakur Stevenson also has a great in his corner. and Terrence Bud Crawford, former three-division world champion, former undisputed junior welterweight world, undisputed welterweight world champion, junior welterweight world champion. He's currently the WBO welterweight world champion. He's widely considered in the sport of boxing as being the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. So with that said, you know, he has a great in his corner, just like Devin Haney has a great in his corner and Floyd Mayweather. So this is going to be exciting. I can't wait to see how this fight plays out when they do cross paths. Obviously, Shakur Stevenson is still in the 126-pound weight class. He's still in the featherweight division where you have Devin Haney, you know, campaigning at, you know, lightweight and seem to be on the verge of becoming a junior welterweight, 140-pounder. So it's going to take some time before they cross paths. It's going to be some years before they cross paths. But eventually they will meet up, and I believe it'll take place at the full welterweight limit once they do cross paths. I think that Shakur Stevenson obviously is going to have the opportunity to become more world division world champions because he's starting at a lower weight class than Devin Haney. He's starting at 126, so he could become he's already a champion at 126. He could become a champion at 130, 135, then 140. So obviously, he has more room to be, to conquer more weight classes and be more of a, you know, considered like Manny Pacquiao won 8 division world champions, you know, championships. So he has the opportunity not to do that, but he could definitely do like Floyd Mayweather, become a 126, you know, 130, 135, 140, 147, and possibly 150, which is a stretch for both guys because they're not that big, you know. But Floyd Mayweather, they both have a similar stature to Floyd Mayweather, you know, but the, you know, the opportunity has to be there. So let's see how it plays out. But Timothy Bradley says he's so slick. He's so, you know, educated in the ring. His ring generalship and, you know, his boxing ability is second to none. So he says he is indeed the next Floyd Mayweather. He says that if I had to face him, he would dominate me. That would be a very, very tough fight for me because I would struggle to find him. So let's see how this all plays out. But that's all I got for y'all. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Blue, Blue Blood Sports TV. Hate, like, comment, and subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the bell icon to get all the new notifications. Follow me on Instagram at Blue Blood Sports TV, or one word. Y'all already know what it is. Shout out to the entire LDBC. Shout out to New Media. Shout out to Black Media Row. Make sure you like and share these videos. That's all I got for y'all. Peace.
Hey, this is Jasmine. Thank you for watching Blue Blood Sports TV. Hola, soy Jasmine. Gracias por ver Sangre Azul Deportes TV. Gracias.
I'm joined by Jared Big Baby Anderson. How you doing today, champ?
Real good, real good.
You're making your pro debut. Tell the people what weight class you fight at, some of your measurables, and what you're looking forward to most going into this pro debut.
Fighting heavyweight, multiple time national champion. Doing it for 12 some odd years, actually. You know, real good at what I do. Here to put on a good show, you know what I'm saying? It's my pro debut, and I'm definitely ready.
And I saw Jay Prince, he opened a new boxing gym out there in Houston. I saw you in the picture.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that connection and to let the people know where you're fighting out of if they don't know already?
I'm originally from Toledo, Ohio. Gonna be my training camp and stuff gonna be out of Houston, so that is my manager. That's gonna be my new gym. It's gonna be my new home. Coming out of Houston, it's a lot of work down there, a lot of exciting stuff down there. So I'm gonna have a fun time. We're gonna make something happen. We're definitely gonna shake up the boxing game.
Who excites you right now in heavyweight? I mean, I know it's probably some obvious answers, but what is your overall opinion as someone young? You're 19 years old, right?
Yes.
So you're coming into the game young. Looking fit, and a lot of the heavyweights really right now, they much older than you, so you're going to have a potential reign where some of these guys are facing. I wish your overall thoughts on the heavyweight landscape right now.
Overall, I think Tyson Fury, great boxer. Deontay Wilder hit like a Mack truck. Luis Ortiz, very calculated. So I definitely watch it. I feel like those are the top three heavyweights in the game right now. But I definitely think their time is going to be gone by the time I get up there. I don't think it'll take long, but definitely I think in the next year or two, they won't be really even paying attention to the game anymore. So,
for those who don't know, can you describe what your style is like as far as the heavyweight division? What kind of attributes and characteristics do you display in the ring?
I'm the best boxer there is, to be honest. I definitely like to mix it up. I definitely like to brawl. I definitely like to hit people with big shots, but I'm the best boxer. I got a jab like Larry Holmes, real bad with it. I know how to move, I know how to get out of the way. And sometimes I like to sit down and punch, sit down on my shots.
That's a hell of a statement, bro. Larry Holmes jab, that's one of the greatest ever.
I'm gonna tell you right now, y'all gonna hear this all throughout my whole career. My jab is the baddest thing smoking, I promise you. Ain't nobody touching my jab.
And can you talk about, Big Baby, what made you go on that nickname? You know, there's already a Big Baby out there. Do you see that as being an issue for you, or what do you think as far as that nickname? Is it something you had as a youngin'?
Yeah, since I was probably like 10 years old, before he was even thought of, before he was even in the game. I ain't gonna bash nobody. I ain't gonna say nothing wrong. Just know that the Big Baby is definitely gonna be reanimated. They gonna have a different look on the name Big Baby, and I'm gonna make something out of it.
What you know about this guy, Daniel Infante?
I know he lost to somebody who I've sparred with, Sonny Conto. Great work. He beat him 2 rounds. So what our sparring session is definitely gonna tell me that it's gonna be an easy night. It's gonna be a fast night.
Now, going back to the heavyweight division.
We're in the middle of a pandemic right now.
Yeah.
A lot of the shit is changing, from stocks to real estate to hustling. Niggas can't even hustle how they used to.
Right.
The food industry is booming right now.
Yeah.
Of course, the drug industry is booming because niggas is panicking. Niggas is, you know what I mean? What do you feel is going to happen after this is done?
I feel like, okay, there's two ways. I feel like if we stay having to quarantine, I feel like the prices for drugs and stuff is going to go up. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people are going to get fat because everybody is used to their routines. And by them being used to their routines, it's going to change and they're going to get obese because they clothed in the gyms. And it's really all just set up. You just bored. You don't know what to do. And like I said, like I was telling people before about the college situation, I was just like, okay, well, college is a scam. You know what I mean? And everybody is dependent on these jobs. Okay, which is cool, but find you a job that can basically take your life to the next level, right? Because look at them right now. Exactly what we was talking about in the other interviews about the job thing. Now look, bro. You know what I mean? They don't got no jobs. They're like, damn, what do I do? And woo-woo. And that motherfucker's hitting me up like, can you help me? And this and that. And I'm just like, bro, you should have been planning ahead for something like this anyways. You know what I mean? So I just feel like more people should think like outside the box, whether it don't have to be illegal. Remember, it don't have to be illegal, but you have to still be smart. You still have to be a hustler. You still have to be mindful of stuff happening like this.
Yeah.
Why do everybody think that stuff like this can't happen? In my mind, I'm already prepared for stuff like this. You know
what I mean? If you look on Netflix, there's 20 movies about the coronavirus.
But they just watching it and just, oh, okay, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, that's, like I said, I don't think it's real with the virus thing, but like I say, you still want to plan your life for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
with
interesting.
Anything.
Right, and it's interesting because I talked to my homeboy Third, and I was like, yo, what's going to happen after this shit? And he said, it's going to be new people on top when this shit is done.
Definitely. I feel like during this right now, people should become millionaires. The foreclosed homes are down to the ground right now. Like the ones that was, the cribs that be like 30, they like 11, 10. Mm-hmm. You should grab them. What are you waiting on?
Yeah.
You should be focusing on things right now instead of doing TikToks, and you should be worried about, you know what I'm saying, how to build your credit.
Yeah.
How to get loans. Stuff that you know, like, okay, well, the job and the, okay, they shut down colleges. They shut down jobs. Damn, what would I have left if there was never around, what would I do right now? If If it was never no jobs or colleges no more, what would I do?
Facts. Gotta find
a
trade.
You know what they'll do. They have to find a trade. They have to find a trade. They have to research. Why won't you just research right now? You get what I'm saying? What are you waiting on? You might as well start doing that right now.
Yeah.
While you got the time.
Freddie Gibbs tweeted, fuck the $1,200 stimulus check. Add 100 to my credit score. 100
exactly.
points.
Exactly.
Would you, now we know you got bread, but as a normal, you know, average salary making person in America, would you take that 620, 650 credit score, or would you take that stimulus package?
See, me and you know, we'll take the credit score because we know exactly what to do with it and how to use it because it's about being effective. The $1,200 is going to be spent. $1,200 in today's world, in 2020, ain't no money.
Nothing.
You can actually go spend that on food.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Clothes and stuff like that.
One pair of shoes now these days. So Balenciagas is costing $1,200. Your shoes right now cost $1,200.
Exactly. Now, understand this. The credit scores is about relationship building. When we go apply for something, we are actually forming a relationship with either a bank or a company or a lender to basically let them rock with us to make us bigger so we can spread our wings. You feel me? With that $1,200, what you gonna go do? If you try to flip it or invest it, you either gonna lose it, spend it, you know what I mean? You might as well just, credit is the key right now.
Which I agree with that, but, cause I just recently bought a home, new car, and the crazy thing about the credit thing is, yes, you can have an 850 credit score, cause that's the highest you can go.
Yep.
But they still want to know about your credit history.
Exactly.
So, explain the credit history.
Let me explain.
Because a lot of people, they're going to run with the, I got 750, 720.
You're right.
But you still can't get certain things.
You're right. You can have a credit score of 750, 800, but you can have a $1,000 limit, a $5,000 limit. I'm gonna break it down. I'm going to just give them the sauce. The only way you're going to be able to get like an 800 with like a $100,000, $50,000, $200,000 credit limit is trade lines. Ain't no way around it. And that's either piggybacking off somebody in your family that's wealthy or just clearly buying trade lines. You know what I mean? Flat out. From 50s to 100s to $200,000. That's what they didn't used to tell us. Like back in the day, that's what people was doing. They was getting trade lines on their kids' credit and not sending them to college. But getting them businesses, like getting opening up Subways and stuff like that. They was training them how to be wealthy before that they was training them to be like a worker.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because you can train your kids. It's two ways. You can either train them to be a worker, which you'll have them go to school to get a job, or you're going to train them to be a business person.
Yeah.
How about you just go open up this business? They're like, how? With your credit. Okay, how could I do that? Okay, this bank is going to give you, see this, I put 20-year history on your credit. With a $100,000, you know, loan that you had this loan, now you can get a Subway. Now you can get this car. Now you can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know that. They just run around here like, well, I got a $700, like you said, but got a $1,000 credit card and can't get a damn couch at Rent-A-Center. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, though.
Yeah, nah, facts. I feel like us black people, we value cash more. When I'm posting these rappers on Say Cheese, it's, when they buy something, it's I bought it cash.
Yeah.
It's never I bought it. It's I bought it cash money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I feel like us minorities, I feel like we look down on people paying payments.
Exactly.
Like, if you didn't buy cash.
See, look, let me tell you the finesse. This is the biggest finesse in the world. No real businessman is just going to cash something out. That's not a smart move to do. Because, okay, for instance, I got the Lamb truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I can hop in another newer Lamb truck.
Right.
Or any other car that I want. Why would I go cash the Lamb truck out and then lose value?
Definitely.
That's dumb. You think these rich people are doing that, bro?
Mm.
All this stuff that they own from the hotels to that stuff is on loans and getting paid payments with 60-year leases. And they just paying it and letting their income come in while they getting wealthy. They're going to die before that loan gets paid back. You know what I'm saying? So people think, I did this cash. I'm doing this. You only tricking yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because the real people that got like 6-7 cars and all these cribs, that stuff is leased out.
Leased.
Unless they smart. Yeah. Say, you know what? Okay, if I do go buy it with the loan, I'm going to be renting it out and turn it into an asset. It got to be something like that. Otherwise, you're just wasting your money.
Just wasting money.
You know what I mean?
For sure. And I feel like it starts young with black people because I don't even like the word black people. I want to say minorities because when we're young, you know, we grow up harder because our parents push in under our name. Yeah. They use our name for the cable. Yeah. They ruin our credit.
They steady yelling college, college, college. Yeah. That's all they know. They don't know. They only know what they was raised. They know cash, college, free stuff, free homes, link. You know what I mean? So they put it in their daughters and sons' heads at a young age. And, oh, yeah, go get this. Go get that. But that's not it. They only giving you the free homes to keep you around the smaller-minded people. So a person like me won't come and tell you. You're going to look at me weird as hell if I tell you, like, about this credit or this or that, because you're so used to the whole community telling you one thing.
Yeah, you white. Good. But white people, they're not using their own money.
Exactly.
And a lot of black people, we just think that. Like, and it just goes back to everybody wanting to buy shit cash.
Yeah, and this is how they look at it. They'll look at a white person in a Lamborghini. They'll look at you in a Lamborghini. They're going to say he bought his cash, and they're going to say you making payments.
Definitely.
Whole time, he the one, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want to judge. They very negative.
Very.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by them being so negative, I feel like people are negative, but they are stopping their blessings because they're so worried about your car or your house versus worried about what they can get and what they going to do with their life. Yeah. That's what I think. Me, I'm worried about trying to get rich every day, all day. I'm not trying to worry about this person, that person. You get what I'm saying? If more people focus on trying to get rich and trying to keep the what I'm going to do tomorrow, next week, what's my plans, what's my goals, it'll be more successful people. More people are worried about hurrying up and saying something negative about me or you or something like that. You feel me? Versus just trying to get successful.